Let me begin this review by asking you a question. Which smile would be more aesthetic after treatment? A patient treated with extraction of 4 first premolars or a patient treated non-extraction? Now, some of you might say, well, it depends. It depends on the shape of the teeth, shape of the arch, and maybe some other factors. But I mean in general. Which type of smile do you think on a consistent basis would be regarded as more aesthetic by lay people after orthodontics? An extraction arch or a non-extraction arch? That issue was addressed in a study that was published in the August 2003 volume of The Angle, Orthodontist. The title of the article is Extraction versus Non-Extraction, Arch Widths and Smile Aesthetics. This paper was co-authored by Yun-Koo Kim and Tony Gianelli from the Department of Orthodontics at Boston University. This was a very interesting study. The sample consisted of 60 subjects. In 30 of the cases, the patients were treated with extraction of 4 first premolars. In the other 30, the subjects were treated non-extraction. At the end of treatment, dental casts and close-up smiling photographs of these patients were evaluated. As you'd expect, there were some widening changes that occurred in the maxillary arch of the non-extraction group and some slight narrowing changes that occurred in the shape of the maxillary arch in patients with extraction of premolars. But these changes weren't significant when compared with one another. The question was whether or not lay people could perceive a difference in the aesthetics of the smile. So these authors asked 50 lay people to assess all 60 of these smiles. They were allowed to look at these photographs 3 times and then rate them from 1 to 10, with 1 being least aesthetic and 10 being most aesthetic. Okay, what do you think these lay people found? Is a non-extraction smile more aesthetic than an extraction arch after orthodontics in the eyes of lay people? You'll be surprised. There were absolutely no differences. That's right. When laypersons evaluated and compared these samples of extraction and non-extraction smiles with close-up photographs, there were no significant differences in smile aesthetics between the two. Interesting. Today, many people talk about non-extraction smiles and how that may appear more aesthetic. Not true based upon this study. If you'd like to review this article, you'll find it in the August 2003 issue of The Angle, Orthodontist.